Well, that ought to be our goal, amen, on these days. That's going to come to reality. Appreciate the good songs this evening. Take your Bibles this evening to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles this evening. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 27 this evening. First Chronicles chapter 27 this evening. Give you a second to find it. First Chronicles chapter 27. Now look up here when you find it. Now I'll say a few things and then we'll stand and read it. You ever read through your Bible, be reading sections in your Bible, and you come across places you're like, boy, especially in the earlier parts of the Old Testament, so-and-so begets so-and-so, and so-and-so begets so-and-so, and you just read on, and you read on, and you read on, and you read on. And then you get all these different names that nobody can really pronounce. You know, you just try to hit them and make it sound the best you can. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Hit at them, make them best, because you don't know how to say them either. So we'll just do the best we can with it. But here tonight, we're going to look at some things where David was working, putting things into place, and we serve a God of organization. God puts things in places for the right purpose for the right time, and I believe a lot of times we look at so much of our abilities and not of the fact of just making yourself available to be used of God. And I want to preach a little message tonight. Nothing new, nothing out of the extraordinary. I don't think I like it, but it's just. This is the fact tonight that God can and God wants to use you. And so many people just go through, and we was talking about it in the prayer room, you know, how people, they go to church, they're saved, but they never really enjoy the fact of just letting God use them the way that God wants them to be used. I like what Patrick said. He wasn't nobody called, but Jesus called. And there's a lot of preachers today that are Jesus called, I believe, with all my heart. There's a lot of men that are preacher called. There's a lot of men that are parent called. I know a lot of people that have positions in places in churches that really have no business being in the positions they are, but they take it as a place of, well, look what I am. I'm a this, I'm a that. And that's not the intentions of serving the Lord in no realm of any kind of thought. So tonight we want to look at this together tonight. Let's stand together. 1 Chronicles chapter 27 this evening. Verse 25 of 1 Chronicles 27 says this, and over the king's treasure was Azimuth, the son of Adiel, over the storehouse and the fields and the cities and the villages and in the castles was Jehoiathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for the tillage of the ground was Ezrai, the son of the Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shemaiah, the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shipamite. And over the olive trees and over the sycamore trees there were in the low plains was Belhanan the Gerderite, and over the cellars of oil was Joash, and over the herds that fed in Sharon was Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat the son of Adali, and over the camels was Obalah the Ishmaelite, and over the asses was Jedidiah the Moronite, and over the flocks was Jahaz the Hagarite, and these were all the rulers of the substance which was King David's. So, again, preacher, how are you going to preach a message out of this? Well, I hope you'll get a hold of the truth, because we read through things like that. And you're like, what's it there for? And can I say once again, there's no fluff in the Bible. Every word, no matter how big of a word or how small of a word, is ordained and breathed of the God of heaven. Every word of this Bible is perfect and in right timing and in the right place. And one of the great things that I think as I read the names of these people and what they were doing, and you read through the Old Testament, you begin to see the lineages that were there and places how God tracked them, where they were here, and then they were there, and they were here, and they were there. Is the great fact that God takes care and God keeps up with His children. So tonight, if you're saved tonight, God knows you. And God cares for you. And God loves you. And God knows what you're facing. So we want to just show you some things tonight about the fact that God can use you. Let's pray and let you be seated. Father, we sure love you. Thank you, Lord, once again for your many blessings, Lord. And God, we thank you for meeting needs. Thank you, Lord, for, God, the privilege to call upon your name. And Lord, I just pray tonight, God, that you just, God, move in our midst, God. I feel like with all my heart, many times we get weary. God, I pray, Lord, you just have your way in a mighty way. I pray, God, if there be one that's lost, I pray, God, you'd save that soul. And God, I just ask you, God, tonight, Lord, just to move as only you can move, Lord. And we'll sure thank you for what you do. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Brother Bill, let's just kill this thing. I'd rather have...
God, and he assured us with a name for every place. And tonight I'll tell you, if you're saved tonight by the good grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us over in John chapter 10 that you're one of His sheep and He knows all of His sheep. And tonight I'll excite you, I'll thrill you that God knows our name. We see that here that God knows each one of these by name. And He cares for us. He keeps us. The Bible says over in Matthew chapter 29 verse 31, or Matthew chapter 10 verse 29 and 31 says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. See, the first thing you need to realize tonight, that just because you might have a good name in this world, doesn't mean you can make any more. Hey, there's times when I talk about God, and boy, I like to mix that way, and as that old song they used to sing, I feel like I'm his only child. Get your home like that before, God just speaks to you, God takes care of you. Hey, I'm glad He knows every one of us tonight. We've got a big God tonight. But we see here when it comes to the Word of God that God gave a name for every position that needs to take place. And tonight, God knows your name and God knows what you can do and God knows what you can't do. And I'm glad tonight without Christ, I can do nothing, but with Christ, I can do all things. That's the Bible. That's not something I made up. And if you and I would die to ourselves, how do you know you can't do that? The best way to realize is that you can. You put all your faith and all your trust and all. Listen, when I found myself before God, my preacher, he hated me. For 6, 7, 8 weeks, he preached every message to me. I was the most miserable person. I was mean, mad, just I knew he was preaching to me. And finally, I surrendered myself and said, Lord, I give up. Raise the flag. Lord, do whatever you want. I give up. My pastor, I'll never forget it. I got on an altar right here. The preacher's got his church. I bowed my head. I was praying. I was crying. I was bawling. My pastor took down and put his hand on my shoulder. And he said, Danny, what's wrong? Can I help you? I remember what his goodness was. I looked at him and said, you know what's wrong with me. You need to make sure you know what you're supposed to be doing before you worry about what somebody else is supposed to be doing. It's always easy to tell somebody else what they're supposed to be doing when we're not doing anything.
Yes.
Imagine
that.
I didn't know what to call it, something else. No, but each one of these people, God named a specific special, and every one of them has a job that needs to be done. And bring it out, you can realize that it comes from the work of God. They're all going to be God's little you. There's no big jobs and little jobs. They're all great jobs in the Lord. And we can take every job. Listen, we just cut up Saturday, Friday, Thursday, whatever it is. My mom, this is a big work. But we just cut up, and boy, my wife, she's a nurse, but a guy who helped build our house, she hated it. She's going to kill him. Because he'll say stupid stuff like this. He'd say, well, send that through his board. Boy, you're talking about part of my life. That's her. Because she knew what we were doing and get what we were going to get done. But you realize tonight, if we had that mentality, if you said that, I think that everybody done a great job, man. It's amazing how everything comes together to me. Who are we doing this for?
Right.
You ain't doing it for this preacher.
Right.
You ain't doing it for this building. Hey, but tonight when we realize that everything that we do, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, all the glory of God, we ought to realize that everything that's done, all we do is call to doing it our best. For the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And here we see a group of people that God called them by name. Each one of them, they had a special place to work. It's God. God's the one that chooses what we'll do. I promise you. Now I love what God's having me to do. I can't imagine doing anything else. But there's been times in my life, and Brother Lewis back there, he knows how passionate he is. Brother, I'll talk to you for a minute. How many times have you been to go punch the clock?
Every Monday.
Every Monday. Hey, that's my statement. Somebody said, every Monday. Every Monday. Every Monday. Pastor, let's go to the house. But when you have that kind of attitude, where's that attitude coming from? This old flesh. This old wicked flesh that I have. But each one of these men has a special place that God wanted them to do. So we see again that he called them all by name. God had a place for them to do, and we need to understand it. I never worked on the production line for a while. We're calling Justin. There he is. Ask him. When you got 10 guys and 5 of them lay out, does the work line slow down? No, they still don't buy trucks. I used to tell the guys, when you lay out of work, you're putting a burden on somebody else. The work that you're supposed to do is not getting done the way it's supposed to do because somebody else has to do it. And I believe with all my heart, now there's a lot of things tonight that all of us, all of us are supposed to do. All of us. There's work that all of us are supposed to do. But there's places just as we see here, and God will be able to treasure you over the field, over the all, over every place. There's places that God has put a man in him that he needs to do that job. Because that's what God wants you. And we need to understand that. And when you're not in your place with your job, that job ought to get done the way it ought to get done. And when we're not in our place with what we're supposed to be doing, it's putting a burden on the body. If my heart and life would decide I'm not going to give you my own thing to have, I won't be able to do it every day. I need my heart. If my left leg is somewhere to move on the beach.
had a track up at Mount Hebron, and I wish I was around to go. Somebody said, nobody, this, that, you know, anybody, just somebody, nobody, anybody, type thing. And it was hilarious. But I thought, that's a lot of truth to that. Because when we think that somebody else is going to do it, if nobody uses us, that never gets done. I'm saying tonight that God knew these men by name. God had a place for each one of those. And God has a place for you. And here comes another place. I don't spend a lot of time going to the Spirit, I'll just give it to you and move on. But the third thing I see about this is every one of them had a bigger plan. One was over the treasure, one was over the oil, one was over the field, one was over the trees, one was over the edge. Every one of them had a unique responsibility. Now, when you think about it, the fact that you need responsibility, and you go back, and that's what brought me to that, to look at this, when I was studying about that oil. Those oil bearers, those ones that were over the oil, they were a lonely bunch. They kept that oil in the cellars, and they were in a place that nobody even knew what they were doing. Nobody was ever around them. They never saw nobody else. And they were there all the time by themselves, just watching the oil. Boy, that gets troublesome. That gets burdensome. That gets really lonely. But they did what they were told to do to the best of their ability. And friend, tonight, we need to understand that God has individual jobs for each one of us. And we need to do our job the best we can for God's honor. And a good example of that, and I would take down and take that time out. But take down tonight and tomorrow, 2 days, go look at Nehemiah. You go look at the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 2 there, where God's getting ready to build that wall, and he starts laying out all those names of people and families. And the thing that he built that wall on the 25th day, Nehemiah chapter 6, and in 52 days, they built that huge wall all around the great city. How did they do that? Because when you start reading all those names, those families, one family built this, and one family built that, and one family built this, and one family built that, and one, see, they were scattered all around the wall, building and work. And friend, and I have some responsibility that you and I need to understand that God has jobs that we need to do and on an individual basis. A lot of people like to do things when they got a lot of help. Now, I like help. But there's some things that you've got to lay your own. There's some things you've got to put your nose down and just do the grunt. I've mentioned before, I've primed a lot of tobacco in my life. More than I ever cared to ever imagine again. You know how much I am? They're all kids today, they're going to pay me. I took all summer from the time we put plants in the plant bed, the time we set the back, the time we nose the back, the time we prime the back, the time we put the salt off. Work like a dog. They like a dog. Come look for like a big one. We hit the ground and over its spark and it's a rock thing. Plenty, plenty. But I didn't pay by the hour. I got a new pair of shoes, maybe back to me, and probably a new pair of overall. That's just what I got to pay. Why? Because it's expected out of me. My family's far. I wasn't there for the money. I was there to help and do. They fed me real well. Every couple of days, a gallon jar of milk out of the milk tank. But I'm saying, we had migrant workers come in with other crimes, but we found out that others work. We think about people pay that work. But these migrant workers would come in and they could help us find our back. And Buddy and I, we'd start out at daylight. Anybody have a problem with my phone? Yeah, a few of them. Start out at daylight, and you had big old weeds, water all over. The time you got two rows, two steps, and you were drowning in water. Just soaking wet. And you just first, they were necessary primers in the world. My grandpa, first primer was just as good as him as possible. First primer was shed over your head, down here, breaking off three leaves, click, 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 and loop the neck. Those Spanish guys, those migrant workers, man, they get out crying to me. They can be half a row down below me and come around and come back picking me up. I'm like, you know, whatever you're doing. I had to be about to try to go over with it from normal. I had so much, I couldn't hardly get in the rug. But I learned something. I was crying when I saw and stand up and move to the next. death knew the net. I began to watch those mighty workers. They would put their head down and they would come back up until they had their arm pulled. That's where you're going to be crying, wasn't it? And you and I, we need to get to places and realize that God's got a job for us to do. We need to put our head down and realize that this is what God has done. It ain't always an easy job. It's not always a glorious job. It's not always a job where everybody's going to know what you've done. But it's a job that God calls you to do. God wants it done. And you've got to put your nose in the ground and do the job. For God's glory, not yours. There's a lot of jobs when it comes to the work of God. They're not very glamorous. I know preachers, and I hate to say this, but they'll never come here. They got to have X amount of money before they'll come somewhere. They're not coming here. I believe he takes care of the men who did come in and preach for me and have the Bible. We take good care of them. I don't know why my mind's there, but I have a hard time really making money off of God.
Amen.
Men selling their sermon. Where'd you get it from? God can't do you if it's any good. I understand it costs money to make it things. But you got people charged with outrageous money to fill their pockets up for the glory of God. I have a heart of trouble with that. I really do. But why can't we do what we do? These men, God made them. God had a job for them and realized they were individual jobs. And the body is made up of individual people. And we need to do our job for God's glory and the best we know how. And Nehemiah is a great place for that. Last of all, and I believe this is important tonight. Not only did God know their name and tell us their name, not only did we see that God had a special job for them, and each one was different for God, but the last thing we see is, who called them? Who called them? Here we see that David placed these men. We need to understand when it comes to the work of God, we need to allow God to do the work. Allow God to name the name. That's what I've always said. Brother Chris Albright, he's been in the local church for months now, in the past. It amazes me, it shames me. I mentioned our home church, that's in 15, I thought, and that's been close to 20 years ago. Our pastor left. There must be a wedding out there that people know when a pastor leaves out of it. Before, from the time we left that Sunday to the next Sunday, we had dozens of resumes open the door of the church of men that will be pastors. You know what we did with those? Throw everyone away. Now, gospel I did ask one of these, but when I went to our first church, they wanted me to have a resume. And I got thrown up with it. I thought, I don't have a resume because I ain't looking for a job. I got a resume and got to do my electronic stuff. You might have seen that I'll do it. They weren't ready. I know we live in the society that we live in the mindset, and I'm not saying it in any way, but I'm just saying tonight, I know who put these men in their place. And tonight, if we as a church, tonight as a local assembly, if we as part of the body of Christ, we realize that it's God that called. And if we be obedient to the call of God, and let God put people in the right. You know, I remember when Brother Stacy was getting ready to leave for Peru, and he was very concerned. And I didn't feel this concern. He was concerned about who would take over some of the responsibilities that he had, because he didn't want to see the responsibilities fall on the wayside. And I told Stacy this. I told Stacy, I said, Stacy, if God moves you, he'll move somebody else to take that place. And God's faithful, he always does. So we need to understand tonight that God is the one that calls men. Let me read you this verse from how we've done this evening. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 13 says, he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, and the work of ministers, and edifying the body of Christ. For we all come in the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, and the perfect man, and the the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In verse 16 it says, from when the whole body fits and joined together. Now I've mentioned before how I hate to get y'all puzzled. I just don't have the patience to puzzle together. My daughter, my wife, they enjoy that stuff. It drives me up the wall. I'm guilty of trying to make a piece fit when they supposed to fit there. You hit it hard enough, that cardboard will go. It don't look right. It does. But a jigsaw puzzle, every piece has what? One part. And only one part. And we need to understand that when it comes to the body of Christ, we're made up of many members. But we're here, the Bible says, the whole body fit and joined together and compacted by the which every joint supplies the force of effect, work and measure every part, make the increase of the body and edify of itself in love. See, tonight, every one of us is a unique need. And we don't need to slam people in places they have no business to be in. We need to allow God to work and to draw and to call. So tonight, here in 1 Chronicles chapter 27, we have a bunch of names that nobody knows of. Doing work that nobody has an idea of what it's all about. But God seems to fit it in the Bible. Why? Because God shows us how He organizes and puts things together to get the work of God accomplished. And church, I just want to give you today. God, if we just allow ourselves to die to ourselves, and as Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, just whatever you want. And when God shows you, you do exactly to the T what God's called you to do. Not because you did it, but because God moved through you. So tonight, God knows you. He knows every one of our names. He knows where we're at and what we're doing. He knows what you can and what you can't do. I said the lady today, I was talking to her, and we talked about flying and different things, and I said, this is for nothing new. People make that statement, well, God never put more on you than you can bear. There's no scripture nowhere that says that.
Amen.
But I can guarantee you this time, and you know where I'm going, God will never put more on us than He can bear. And that's the absolute truth. Because I can bear that. I'm weak, unstable, but God can do anything in everything. He just wants some people like you and I to say, Lord, you guys know what things plan, I'm a limited man. You know, you look at those jobs. I mentioned that guy in the cellar. He was taking care of all of it. Now, if I had my preference, I would have been the guy that was the farmer guy. Because I like farming. I'd like to be the guy that was over the hill with land. But that's not what God wanted me to do. I've been out of whack and it wouldn't have worked for me. We need to realize it's not what we want. It's what God wants. And when we do what God wants, it'll be right. All right? Amen. Let's stand together.